Hey everybody, it's Brad here. Before we get started with the show today, I wanted to take a minute and let you guys know about our coaching program we run here at Macros Inc. We believe that every person on the planet deserves to live their healthiest and best life. A qualified nutrition coach and personal trainer can be the key to living that life. At Macros Inc., we provide fully customized one-on-one nutrition coaching and online personal training that has changed the lives of 10,000 people and counting. We offer a 2-week free trial for our nutrition coaching, and you can get started risk-free today. Just go to macrosinc.net/services and sign up. Let's get into the show. Welcome back to the show. We are closing in on episode number 90, and today we're talking a little bit about dairy, how you should respond when you're held accountable at work, why you should do what you can while you can, and that there are very few easy roads to success, and that you shouldn't spend time looking, but instead you should do the work you need to get there no matter what road you take. Let's get into the show. Yeah. All right, for the nutrition insight for today, probably going to be a short one, but we're going to dive into dairy a little bit. Dairy is one of those food groups that gets talked about quite a bit, and I wanted to talk primarily on this idea of full-fat versus low-fat dairy. I think a lot of times people will buy like skim milk versus whole milk, zero-fat yogurt versus full-fat yogurt, and I wanted to talk just a little bit about some of the thought process behind that and some of the research that we know regarding it. So I have kind of two different views on this topic. One, let's look at the health effects of dairy, and then two, let's look at the weight control, weight management effects of different types of dairy. So if we look at the health risk profile of dairy and what that looks like, is what we see from a metabolic perspective. If you don't have any, you know, outstanding issues with digesting dairy, like lactose intolerance and or you know, like a milk allergy or some sort of milk sensitivity, then whether you choose to have dairy or not in your diet doesn't really matter from a health perspective, like a risk perspective. There's no real good evidence to suggest that people without overt issues have any negative health consequences as a result of consuming dairy. Now, when we drill a little bit deeper, there's kind of been this idea of, hey, maybe full-fat dairy, because it's higher in saturated fat, is actually worse for our metabolic/lipid profile and therefore heart disease. But when you actually dig into that data, the difference between people who consume full fat dairy and people who consume like zero fat or low fat dairy, in observational studies and in randomized trials that look at, you know, hard outcomes and or like surrogate markers, so actual like lipid profiles, metabolic panels, there's no difference between full-fat and low-fat dairy. So whether you want to drink whole milk or skim milk, whether you want to eat full-fat cheese or low-fat cheese, from a global risk perspective, there doesn't really appear to be any benefit of choosing one over the other. Now, where it actually may come into play to where you need to think about whether you should choose that is from a weight control perspective. Now, this is where it gets a little interesting. When you look at the literature, there doesn't really appear to be any association of people who consume higher fat dairy actually have higher body weights than people who consume lower fat dairy. In fact, there's been a couple systematic reviews published wherein people who consume higher fat dairy may actually have better body weight control and body weight management than people who consume low fat dairy. Now, there's no good argument that I've seen that suggests any causal relation to that. I think that may just be a result of the rest of their dietary patterns and or just kind of a small effect size that we see. For some reason, we don't really know. So the causality doesn't really support this idea that full-fat dairy probably is more beneficial for body weight management. But at least what it tells us is there's no clear signal that if you want to have, you know, full-fat cheese versus low-fat cheese, that in and of itself isn't going to really lead to substantial changes in body weight and or body composition. But here's where I think it may matter for some people. When you look at, you know, people who are trying to diet or people who are in periods of calorie deficits, You just need to be smart with where you get your calories. Now, generally speaking, a dairy source in the day, the fat content's not going to be that big of a calorie driver. For example, I think a glass, like an 8 ounce glass of whole milk, is 8 grams of fat versus skim milk, which is 0 grams of fat. That's about 72 calories difference there. But on the other side, generally speaking, skim milk has a higher sugar content, maybe 4 or 5 grams higher. So you're looking at maybe 16, 20 calories difference in the carbohydrates. So you're probably net 50 grams or calories, excuse me, on whether you choose like a whole milk or a skim milk. So those are the kind of things that you need to think about. Is there's nothing really inherent about either full fat or low fat dairy that drives health and or risk. It really is pretty contextual into what you're trying to do and whether it fits your goals. So for example, if I have a client who's on that's a smaller client, 5'4" female, 135 pounds, who's trying to get down to 125, I'm probably going to tell her like, hey, if you're going to be drinking milk or consuming cheese during this period, we probably don't need to choose the higher calorie option right now, because that's a good place to save some calories. But there's not anything inherent with that food. The other side of the equation, if I have an athlete who's trying to put on 10, 15 pounds, I'm probably going to steer them to the higher calorie density food, like the whole milk, the full fat cheese, and be like, let's skip the skim milk or low fat cheese, because we're not concerned about that. We're actually concerned about the opposite. So there's kind of some insights and some contextual ideas on how to think about dairy in your diet. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back into business insights. All right, business insight for today. One of the really difficult and interesting aspects of being a leader / owning a company or being the head of maybe even just a department, maybe you're a manager of a department, is there comes times where you have to hold people accountable to decisions that they make or things that they do, right? Sometimes those are good decisions and you hold them accountable and like, hey, great job. And sometimes you're like, hey, this decision really put a lot of people's jobs at risk and we need to have an honest conversation about it. And what's been interesting is I've had two of those experiences in the last week and just in general in my life, not like specifically related to Macros Inc., but there's been some things that I've just had to kind of take the leadership position of, hey, this is an important thing that has happened and there needs to be some accountability and there needs to be a discussion around what that accountability looks like. And it needs to be kind of a difficult, pointed conversation of like, hey, here's the facts of the matter and you need to hear this message. And it can't really land with a soft blow. It kind of just has to be laid out there. And what was so interesting is I saw the full spectrum of responses from the two experiences I had this week. One was on the end of the spectrum of like, instead of taking ownership and seeing like, oh yeah, this is actually an issue, and you know what, I should have done X, Y, and Z, the response was like, hey, no, actually, this is really rude of you to bring this up, and why would you say this, right? That's one of those things where even if that's how you feel, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I need you to take accountability for this because you put a lot of people at risk, or the decision you made was not the right decision, and here are the reasons why. If somebody comes to you with that, even if you feel like it isn't accurate, the best way to handle that situation is just take ownership of it and reflect on it for a few days. And then if you still feel like that after 5, 6, 7, 8 days, whatever, a week, then come back and approach the conversation and be like, hey, you know, I'd like to revisit this discussion and kind of give you my perspective. That's a much better way to handle it. On the other end of the spectrum, I had a very similar conversation with somebody else, and their response was like, hey, you know what? You're totally right. This relationship I have with you is incredibly valuable. I completely understand where you're coming from. Here are the things that I'm going to do to make sure that doesn't happen again. And can we schedule some time in the next week? Because there are a few things on here that I need some clarity that I can work with you around to make sure that we're on the same page and that we never run into this issue again. Because I agree with you, these are important things that need to happen, and this is the best way that I can see to move forward. Do you have any suggestions? Right? And those are two just diametrically opposed ways of dealing with the situation. And so that's kind of the business insight, is accountability in your response to those conversations is incredibly important in your development, in your career, and your development as a person. All right, another quick break, and we'll wrap up the last segment of the show. Last segment of the show today. What am I learning today / what am I relearning, remembering, gaining perspective on? Do what you can while you can, because you will not always be able to do it. Right? And this kind of applies to work, hobbies, relationships, families. Everything has its time and its season. And I think a lot of times we just assume that it's always going to be there. And you should really take full advantage of it. And I'm really thinking about this today is because last night I was able to play basketball for a couple hours. For those of you who are new to the show, that's like my one like hobby, pastime, first love in life that hopefully I can play until I'm 90. And even if I'm terrible, it's just one of those things that's kind of like who I am as a person. I'm not that great, pretty marginal, but it's just something that I love doing. And I was able to play for like 2 hours last night for probably the first time in a long time. In the end of 2019, I broke my ankle / leg. I say that because it was the end of my tibia. So it's your leg bone, but in your ankle joint. It's very strange. So I broke that, and I was in a boot and on crutches for about 6 weeks. And then I was in a boot for another 4 to 6 weeks. So I was off for maybe like off my feet really for 3 months. And then I did rehab. And then by the time my body was like back to like, hey, I can kind of run up and down the court mostly pain-free, the pandemic hit, and then basketball, basically, I mean, you can't go pick up at a random gym. There's been a couple games I've been able to play, like private gyms and stuff, but I just haven't really been able to play. So last night, I was able to actually go play in like a public gym, and it was awesome. It was kind of one of those things where you don't realize how much you enjoy something until you're able to do it. So do what you can while you can, because it will not always be there. The Daily Win, Scary Movie Month starts in a few days. I think that's Friday. October 1 to October 31, every year in my house is Scary Movie Month. You have to watch as many scary movies as you actually can handle based on your work schedule and actually getting your stuff done. But I'd say October every year is my heaviest movie watching month, because I just try to watch as many scary movies as I can. It's been a tradition in my house since I was a teenager. And the daily learning lesson is there are very few easy roads to success. Don't spend time looking for them. Instead, do the work you need to do to get there, no matter what road you take. There's a few people, very select few people in life, who either find a very easy path to success or born with such innate gifts that they are incredibly successful no matter what they do. But those are the very rare exceptions. And those easy roads are things that you're probably never going to find. And so don't spend time looking for them, right? The get rich quick schemes, the get a body in 30 days, any of those types of approaches is what you really need to do is you need to develop a skill set, a mindset, which is also a skill set, a work ethic, the emotional capacity to do the work you need to do to get there no matter what road you take, right? Some people may have a really steep gravel mountain road that they have to climb. Some people may have a more gradual slope but longer hill they have to climb. And so don't worry about trying to find the easiest road. Your road's going to be your road. And just do the work you need to do to become the person to, you know, take that road no matter what it is. So that's it. This is episode number 88, 89. I'm starting to lose track. I will see you guys on Thursday. I'm Dr. Brown, and I am out of here.